Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's Memorial Day today. For millions of Americans, this marks the unofficial beginning to summer. It's a day for cookouts, pool parties, grilling, backyard barbecues. There's usually some parades and everyone's on the road driving somewhere. But for the men and women who served the country and their families, Memorial Day weekend has a little bit of a deeper meaning, and it represents a deeper sacrifice. William Brown joins us now, combat veteran, Navy SEAL, and currently a law student at Rutgers University, and Mary Galletti, wife of First Lieutenant Russell Galletti of the National Guard that we hear from often. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let me start with you, William, because having served and now being done with your service, right?
That's correct.
What is Memorial Day like for you? I mean, you must have perhaps lost comrades, friends, family members?
It's very complex. I can tell you what I think of what Memorial Day means. I think of all the numbers of Americans who have sacrificed their lives throughout the history of our great nation to uphold the banner of freedoms that our flag represents. I think to myself that these men and women were real Americans, each with their own faces, hopes, dreams, friends, and families. Every single one of them had an individual story to tell, and yet they all gave their lives for the idea of protecting the freedoms and liberties that the flag stands for. I think to myself, 25,000 Americans died in the Revolutionary War. 360,222 Union soldiers died in the Civil War. 116,708 Americans died in World War I. 416,800 Americans died in World War II. 39,346 Americans died in Korea, 8,176 are missing, 58,280 Americans died in Vietnam, 1,719 are still missing, 1,400 Americans have died in Afghanistan, 4,442 Americans have died in Iraq. To me, Memorial Day is about enjoying your time with your family and friends and celebrating what these brave men and women have given us, and remembering that at this very moment, there are tens of thousands of Americans right now in harm's way, defending the freedoms of others and ensuring our safety.
That's some grim arithmetic there from William Brown, a combat veteran, Navy SEALs, now studying at Rutgers University. Mary Galletti, your husband is one of those who's returned safely. He's been home for a year now.
Just about a year.
But, you know, one of the reasons why Memorial Day has developed into sort of a celebration of sorts instead of kind of a solemn day is the original Memorial Day after the Civil War was meant to not only honor those who'd fallen, but also to celebrate the fact that the Union survived. Do you have a problem with the parties that happen on Memorial Day? Do you think that they trivialize a solemn day?
I mean, I think that we as a country spend a lot of time honoring service, right? So we have the 4th of July, we have Patriots Day, we have Flag Day, we have Veterans Day, and we have Memorial Day. I think realistically that all of those days have a sheen of reflection and introspection on them, as well as a sheen of celebration and triumph. We have in this country been blessed to be successful militarily in our history, and so there is some triumph that goes with that loss and some loss that goes with that triumph. And so I don't know that it's necessarily disrespectful, just as long as we all take a moment to sort of honor the hard work and the sacrifice that goes along with that triumph.
Well, your husband is starting grad school under the GI Bill this year. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So to a certain extent, it's a celebration for you. Your husband came home safely, and he's able to move on with his life.
He did, and that's true. And I think I would want to sort of add that, you know, the definition of Memorial Day at this point just counts the fallen, but I sort of wonder if from time to time our definition of the fallen is a little too limited, you know, not to build off of Mr. Brown's statistics, but realistically, the homeless vet population is estimated at 107,000 veterans at any given night, and the fastest growing portion of that is female veterans with their families. And so there's kids on the street, and 6,000 veterans commit suicide a year, which means that one in every five suicides this year is a veteran, and the majority and fastest growing segment of that population are Iraq and Afghanistan vets. And so maybe just because they didn't die while in combat doesn't mean that their loss is not directly connected to their combat. That's, and maybe we should take a moment to explore that as well.
That's Mary Galletti, wife of First Lieutenant Russell Galletti of the National Guard. Well, William Brown, combat veteran, Navy SEAL, now a law student at Rutgers. Let me ask you that. Do we need to expand our definition of those who've fallen, those who've given their lives in service?
No, I don't believe so. I believe men and women who die in combat, that's a special honor and it deserves a different place, in my opinion. I do believe that there's a lot of issues that veterans need to work on, a lot of things that our nation kind of needs to help prepare our veterans in our transition process. And I believe, being involved in a college education is a very, very noble goal to help heal a lot of those transition struggles.
All right. That's William Brown, combat veteran, Navy SEAL. Mary Galletti, a wife of First Lieutenant Russell Galletti. What can we do, though? I mean, what's some practical things we could do on Memorial Day to remember or honor or maybe even help the veterans who have not fallen?
Thing is, if you know where there's employment opportunities and you know where in Iraq and Afghanistan veterans that's looking for a job, is give them a reference because we have 20% unemployment rate.
Mary?
There's a lot of organizations usually centered in your community. You can find them often through the VA that are doing a lot of those kinds of support services, and sometimes just volunteering your time or some of your extra change can mean a lot to another family.
So, William Brown, on Memorial Day, how do you celebrate? I mean, maybe Memorial Day should become less about backyard barbecues and more about volunteer opportunities.
Well, you know, I think I celebrate it with my family, and I think that's one of the things you hinted to earlier. I celebrate the fact, you know, that so many brave men and women have sacrificed everything for our nation and our freedoms and our liberties. I celebrate the fact that I came home. And I celebrate, you know, the fact with some of my friends that came home, and I think everybody kind of does it in their own way. I advocate for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. It's part of who I am. And at the same time, you know, I think Americans need to have that chance to celebrate and have their barbecues, enjoy their time with their families, but at the same time, remember and pay homage to those men and women who have given so much for what we have.
That's William Brown, combat veteran, Navy SEAL, currently a law student at Rutgers University. Mary Galletti, how are you and Russell celebrating today?
Actually, we're spending some time at a couple of Memorial Day events, and otherwise we're just enjoying the fact that we get to be home together.
Well, you certainly deserve it. Russell Galletti, you've been home for about a year now. You'll be starting grad school under the GI Bill in the fall. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On this Memorial Day, tell us what you're doing to celebrate.
My name is Kim, and I live in Brooklyn, and every Memorial Day I donate to Cup of Joe, which buys coffee at cafes all over the world for our armed forces. I do this in memory of my grandfather, who survived the Battle of the Bulge. It was very important to him, and it was a big part of his identity, and I miss him.
Give us a call with your Memorial Day stories and memories of your loved ones. On Memorial Day, I don't honor a fallen soldier. I honor my grandfather, who served in World War I but wasn't allowed to fight. He was black, so he got put into the kitchen. Give us a call with your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Happy Memorial Day to you. I'm Celeste Headley, John Hockenberry. We'll be back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.